Welcome to the Financial Finish Line with Greg Lavelle, founder of RetirementAdvisors.net. With over 25 years of helping clients with pre- and post-retirement income planning, Greg is committed to always putting your needs first to help ensure you have a stable, reliable retirement. His comprehensive system for wealth accumulation and tax planning allows him to uncover the right strategies for you while at the same time preserving and protecting your wealth. Greg leverages his expertise in retirement income planning, including Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care, so he can assist you in mapping out the retirement income strategy that's right for you. And now, here's your host of the Financial Finish Line, Greg Lavelle.
Hello again, and thank you for joining us for the Financial Finish Line, a show built with your retirement goals in mind. At RetirementAdvisors.net, I'm dedicated to helping you with your financial needs in retirement and to help you reach and push through that financial finish line. As always, we have a great show for you today, packed full of thoughtful information that I believe will help you start the process of planning for your own retirement goals, whether you're heading into or already in retirement. But first, let me introduce my co-host, Tracy Davis. Thank you, Tracy, for being with us today on the Financial Finish Line.
Thank you, Greg, and a big thank you to all of our listeners with us today. I'm really excited to be with you and to discuss what I think is something we're all at least a little guilty of, and that's putting off estate and legacy planning. If you're like me, it's hard to picture yourself getting old and one day having to pass your assets to the next generation, but like it or not, we need to get that planning done. Greg, what else do we have planned for the financial finish line today?
There's so much good information that we have for you today. There's something out there, a financial product that for some reason causes some strong reactions when discussed. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter A, and there's some people who love the A word and some people who hate the A word. No, not that A word. But I want to talk through some misconceptions that I think give the A word a bad rap. Stick around for that. And of course, as Tracy said, we're going to take a look at estate and legacy planning and where to get started with that. Also, have you ever considered a location change in retirement? A warmer climate, maybe? Someplace exotic? Stick around to learn about some vital considerations when making such a big decision. First, I'd like to let you know how to reach me with questions about anything you hear on the show today. Give me a call at 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE, or drop me a message through my website at retirementadvisors.net.
You know, despite our efforts to live healthy and eat right, the fact remains we're going to have to pass our stuff to someone else eventually. Hopefully not for a long time, but estate and legacy planning is key to a comprehensive retirement plan. But what do people need to know about the do's and the don'ts of estate and legacy planning? Greg, what are your thoughts in regards to this important subject?
First, legacy planning is for everyone. Sometimes people tend to think that it's only for the ultra-rich or just upper-income people, but it's not. You may not have tens of millions in property and assets, but you still need to have a plan to pass on your stuff to others. The starting point for everything, estate and legacy planning, is putting a legal will in place. If you don't have an attorney that specializes in this, we can recommend one for you. At a minimum, you should have a will that states how you want your financial assets distributed after your death. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed our nation's perspective on many things, and estate planning is definitely one of them. COVID-19 has significantly increased the demand for estate planning, according to Patrick Hicks of Trust and Will. He says COVID-19 has accelerated trends that were already in place, and they expect to see these trends continue even after the impact of COVID-19 becomes less acute. Yet, according to a recent survey, almost two-thirds of all Americans don't have a will.
Now, Greg, I think that I know some of the reasons why everyone should put their will in order. Could you give us some reasons why?
Well, if you're among the thousands that have not drawn up a will, you should know that there are many reasons to have one. When you die without a will, you leave important decisions up to a local court and your state's laws. You won't have a say in who receives your property and other assets. Plus, not having a will can make it more difficult for your loved ones after you pass. Of course, one of the biggest reasons to have a will is to decide who gets your assets and property and who does not. Most people know that a will lets them decide who will get their property. You might not be aware that you can also use a will to help ensure that some people do not receive anything. For example, you might want to prevent an ex-spouse from receiving an inheritance. Another reason to draft a will is to choose who will take care of your minor children. You can even use it to provide a home for your pets.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's something that I didn't think of. Are there more reasons to put a will in place?
Yes, many. But I'll just give you a couple more and we'll keep moving on our discussion of estate and legacy planning. With a will, you can leave instructions for your digital assets, provide funeral instructions, and support your favorite causes or charities. But most importantly, it can help lower the potential for family disputes. Nobody wants that to happen.
Right. All great reasons. Do you put wills together for people?
No, I'm not an attorney, but we work closely with estate planning attorneys to help you with this process. It is possible to draft a will and power of attorney on your own, but the consequences of a mistake can be severe. I definitely recommend that you talk to an attorney to make sure these documents will be legally valid and enforceable. In addition to a will, you should also consider a durable power of attorney to allow someone to handle your financial and legal matters if you're incapacitated.
I've heard planners use the term living trust before. What is that, and should we have one?
Well, like a will, a living trust is a legal document that lets you distribute your possessions to people and organizations after you die. A living trust owns the property you put into it, while still allowing you to maintain control, and you can put most types of assets into a living trust, as long as they have value. For example, you could include your home, your bank accounts, jewelry, or stocks. Unlike a will, though, assets held in living trust do not have to go through probate before being distributed to your beneficiaries, the people you've named to receive your assets. And this can help your loved ones avoid what's often a lengthy, expensive, and public process. The biggest disadvantage of living trust is that they need ongoing work and maintenance to be effective. Whenever you acquire a new property, you'll need to buy it in the name of the trust or transfer it into the trust later. There's much more to know about living trust, more than we can cover today. If you have questions about these, I'd be happy to introduce you to the experienced attorneys we work with regularly.
Okay, well, now that we've covered wills and trusts at a high level, what conversations should we be having when it comes to the financial aspects of estate planning?
As we've been saying, first you should speak with an estate planning attorney. They'll recommend any legal steps you should take to protect yourself and your heirs. You should also be consulting with your financial professional. You should review your financial situation with a financial professional to discuss all the aspects of retirement income planning, life insurance, and asset protection. Third, you need to talk with your family. If you're not dividing assets equally, you may want to let your family know in advance, along with your reasons why. Make sure the person who will be executor is willing and able to perform that duty. Give a copy of the power of attorney form to the appropriate person. They won't be able to act on your behalf without it. Lastly, make sure your family knows where you keep the latest version of your will.
This subject came up on a different show we did regarding the financial things that couples should be discussing in case the unexpected happens. It's just some good practical advice, and I think it falls directly in line with developing the estate and legacy plan. First off, in order to help your family pay bills and settle the estate, keep a list of your account numbers and financial institutions. Also, make sure to track safety deposit boxes and their keys.
Yes, those are important, and here's more practical advice. Keep a list of your debts and liabilities, like mortgages or financial judgments, as well as other benefits you may have. Also, life insurance. Keep a list of policy numbers, the issuing companies, and their contact information. And maintain a full list of all other insurance policies you have, including homeowners, auto, or long-term care.
Yeah, that's a lot to consider when it comes to legacy planning. And of course, legacy planning is a key component of the services at retirementadvisors.net. How do you help people with this?
We help to facilitate the process of developing a comprehensive legacy plan. We have strategic relationships with estate planning attorneys, and we help you evaluate your goals and participate in the development of customized estate plans designed to provide security for you and your family, minimize taxes, and avoid probate if that's important to you. In fact, to get started, I put together a free guide that walks you through some additional details to consider when starting your end-of-life planning. I want to get my 2022 Estate Planning Guide to you free of charge. Just navigate your way over to my website, retirementadvisors.net, and send me a message from the contact page. Or you could just give me a call and I'll get it right out to you. 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. If you have questions about estate and legacy planning, a great place to start would be to get my free 2022 Estate Planning Guide, retirementadvisors.net or 888-637-3847. RetirementAdvisors.net is a full-service financial firm that specializes in retirement income planning. We manage money and we also offer insurance products. That could be annuities or life insurance or even long-term care insurance. I think it's very important to offer both sides of the equation. Many financial professionals only want to do market-based recommendations and advice. Others only want to do insurance. I think it's very important to have both options as part of a whole retirement income plan. So let's talk about planning and how you can actually implement insurance to help with your income stream in retirement. The first type of insurance we need to discuss are annuities, the A word. I realize that term is a polarizing topic for many people. Some people love them and some people just can't stand them. So I want to talk about some misconceptions about annuities. In fact, let's cover five misconceptions about annuities. Now, for our discussion today, when I say annuities, I'm referring to fixed annuity products and not variable annuity products. Are annuities right for everyone? Absolutely not. Are they appropriate for some people? You bet they are. So the number one misconception about annuities, people believe annuities are too complicated to understand. While it's true, there are many different types available, and there are many different personalization options known as riders, annuities at a basic level have a simple concept to understand. An annuity is a contract between the contract holder, the annuitant, and an insurance company. In return for contributions, the insurer promises to pay a certain amount of money on a periodic basis for a specified period. It's a pretty simple concept. You contribute money to the insurance company and they agree to pay it back to you over time with interest. Most annuities also offer tax advantages. The interest earnings grow tax-free until you begin to withdraw income. Annuities typically have provisions that penalize the annuitant if they withdraw funds too early. Also, tax rules generally encourage investors to postpone withdrawals until they reach a minimum age. However, most annuities allow investors to make withdrawals for qualified purposes without penalty, and some annuity contracts have provisions for withdrawals of up to 10% or even 15% for any purpose per year without penalty. But at their core, annuities can be a very simple product to implement into your retirement income plan.
Okay, Greg, the first misconception regarding annuities is that they're too complicated. What's another one?
Misconception number two, I'm already saving for retirement, so I have no need for an annuity. It's great that you're saving, but that doesn't necessarily mean that an annuity couldn't help you become better prepared for income in retirement. Most people planning for retirement income today either have a pension, a 401k, or an IRA. They may also have some type of bank savings and Social Security benefits to help them fund a comfortable retirement. However, even with careful planning, that may not add up to enough income in retirement. Adding an annuity to a retirement income strategy can help ensure that a portion of your retirement income will be guaranteed. We call that your keep the lights on money. It's very important to have guaranteed sources of income. Guarantees, including optional benefits, are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuer and may contain limitations, including surrender charges, which may affect policy values. Misconception number three, an annuity will lock up my money so I can't access it. Insurance carriers do encourage you to keep your money in the annuity. After all, that's how they're generating revenue with the annuity. They do impose fees for withdrawals within certain time periods, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can't withdraw your funds. Most annuity contracts allow you to withdraw a percentage of the accumulated value each year up to a certain limit without incurring withdrawal fees. It could be 5%, 10%, or even up to 20% that they'll let you take out without a fee, without a penalty, without invoking a surrender charge. It's important to be working with a financial professional that knows what they're doing when it comes to annuities and can assist you on how you could take your money out appropriately and without fees and penalties. So annuities are not extremely liquid investments, but you can access some of the money.
Okay, let's recap these misconceptions. Number one, annuities are too complicated to understand. Number two, I'm already saving for retirement. I wouldn't benefit from an annuity. Number three, an annuity locks up all my money. So that leaves two more.
Yes, moving on. Misconception number four, annuities are expensive. Where exactly does your money go when you purchase an annuity? When an insurance agent sells an annuity, they earn a commission from the issuing insurance carrier, but these commissions are built into the cost of the product. The commission is not deducted from the balance of your annuity contract. For example, let's say that you would like to move $100,000 from your 401k savings plan into a deferred annuity. Your beginning annuity balance would be the full $100,000 and not $100,000 minus the agent's commissions. The agent's commission is paid by the insurance company from their operating expenses. If you choose any optional rider features with the annuity contract, those will often come with a certain percentage fee. The fifth and final misconception of fixed annuities I'd like to cover is that if I pass away before the end of the contract, the insurance company keeps the money that I've put into it. It's impossible to know how long you're going to live, but an annuity can actually help you plan for the unexpected. In general, an annuity purchase may fulfill any number of personal objectives, such as income for your spouse should you pass away, a death benefit for your children, or even help with addressing inflation concerns. And like a life insurance policy, you name beneficiaries who will receive the balance of your annuity contract in the event of your passing. I would love to go over what an annuity is with you and how it might fit into your overall plan. I want to get to know you and your retirement income objective before I would suggest any product or an investment. I think annuities can be a very polarizing topic, but I think it's very important to understand how these different types of products may actually enhance your retirement income. For our listeners today, I put together a complimentary informational guide about fixed index annuities, and I would like to get it to you free of charge. Reach out to me by phone at 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. Or you could send me a message requesting your free informational guide on fixed index annuities right from my website's contact page at retirementadvisors.net.
No two people are exactly alike, and no two retirements are the same either, right? We all have our own hopes and dreams for a long and fun-filled retirement. Some of us may want to stay in the community we've been accustomed to, but others may want to change it up and get some new scenery for their retirement.
That's right, and we've put together a list of some things to consider when deciding on a new location for your time in retirement. I think the first thing to consider is the cost of living. I'd say that it's pretty common knowledge that the cost of everything varies greatly depending on where you live. If you're considering a change of scenery, ask yourself, is it more or less expensive to live in that new location? Does my budget allow for that new lifestyle? A good exercise to consider would be to look at how you want to spend your time in retirement and then calculate the cost involved with those activities. Would that be more or less expensive in the new location? Like we always say, you should make a budget of your basic living expenses. When you have that in place, check out the businesses you might frequent in the location you're considering and compare the costs. You may find that a place with low taxes has higher prices on everyday goods, or you might discover a city that initially seems pricey but actually has a reasonable overall cost of living. Another factor is the tax environment. There are currently 8 states with no state income tax: Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Who wouldn't want to take advantage of a no state income tax environment, right? But consider this. States with no income tax often make up the lost revenue with other taxes or reduced services. A state's overall tax burden, which measures the percentage of income paid in state and local taxes, could be a more accurate measure of its affordability than its income tax rate alone. For example, Alaska had the lowest tax burden in 2021, though it was also one of the least affordable states to live in. Contrast that to Florida. This popular snowbird state features warm temperatures and a large population of retirees. Sales and excise taxes in Florida are above the national average, but the overall tax burden is just under 7%, one of the lowest in the country. It's no surprise that in a 2021 article by U.S. News and World Report, 8 of the top 10 cities to retire in are in Florida. Tracy, care to take a guess which city they listed as number one?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Fort Myers.
You're very close. Fort Myers is solidly in the top 10 along with Daytona Beach, Melbourne, Tampa, and Naples. But the city ranked at the top was the beautiful city of Sarasota on the Gulf Coast of Florida. They, of course, have white sand beaches along with moderate housing costs, allowing retirees on a budget to enjoy a Florida beach retirement. Also, with 40% of the population being age 60 and above, they have supportive social and community relationships as well.
Hey, it sounds good to me. I love the beach.
Now, to those who think they have the answer to higher taxes by living abroad, think again. You're not tax exempt simply by living abroad. If you're a U.S. citizen, you'll still need to file a tax return in the U.S. each year.
Okay, so we've covered cost of living and tax rates. I have another item to consider when contemplating a major relocation in retirement: quality of life. Some prefer urban life, some like rural living. Wherever you go, make sure you'll have access to people your age to build a new circle of friends. I mean, it's so important. Some cities have retirement communities, which could enable you to easily meet other retirees and get involved in events. Other places have senior centers or clubs geared towards older citizens, creating an environment where you can socialize and make new acquaintances. It is a shame that I have to add this next item to the list, but when contemplating making a location move in retirement, you should consider safety as well. Safety concerns can become a bigger priority as we grow older and feel more vulnerable. Take a look at the crime statistics and economic data for places you're considering.
That's true, Tracy. Also, look at the climate. Winters here can get pretty cold, and the warmth of a southern climate may be appealing. If you've always been drawn to the mountains, a place where you can hike year-round might be a good fit. Taking the climate into consideration will help you stay more active and involved in things you love. And then you should factor in travel plans. If you plan to take regular trips to visit children and grandchildren, consider how far your new location will be from other family members. Travel costs need to be part of your overall budget for spending in retirement, if you choose to uproot yourself for some new adventure. If you plan to travel a lot, take short trips here and there, or simply want your family to be able to come visit without a hassle, it's important that you live somewhere with a major airport nearby. Last, but maybe most important, start with a trial run. Before purchasing a home in a new area, consider spending several weeks in the new location to scope out the rhythm of daily life. Explore the community activities offered during your short-term stay and ask locals for recommendations and insights to further understand the area.
I think that's really smart. You wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a test drive. And an extended visit to a community you're considering may be just the thing to make an important decision like that. Now, whatever your retirement dreams are, let Greg at retirementadvisors.net help you on your journey. Retirement should be a one-time only activity for you. Unfortunately, most people spend more time planning a two-week vacation than their 30-year retirement journey. Get started today by setting up a meeting for your free retirement readiness assessment with Greg at retirementadvisors.net. Give him a call, 888-637-3847. Or you can click the link to set up an appointment right there on his website, retirementadvisors.net. Get started today with your free retirement readiness assessment with Greg. Well, I see we're just about out of time for today. Greg, before we go, do you have any final thoughts for today?
Yes, if there's anything you heard on the show today that you'd like more information about, I'd love to talk to you. At retirementadvisors.net, we specialize in helping people just like you into and through retirement and push through your financial finish line. Give me a call at 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. And don't forget that you could start your free retirement readiness assessment by making an appointment with me right on my website, retirementadvisors.net. Have a great week, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Securities offered through Client One Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Retirement Advisors and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated. Licensed insurance professional. Respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. This material has been prepared for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. Licensed to sell insurance in the following states: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maine. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in a period of declining values. Any reference to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.